Blog Talk Radio.
Checks to cover more guns sold at shows.
sold online and anywhere else, aiming to curb the scourge of gun violence, using unilateral executive action to bypass an unyielding opposition in Congress. Well, folks, that's against the law. He has no power. He has no authority. He cannot unilaterally change the Constitution, nor can he unilaterally change gun laws. The Second Amendment is clear, and it is a natural right, a God-given right, not an all-given right. And it cannot be interfered with by government. And time again, the Supreme Court has ruled that government cannot interfere with it. Why? Because it's in the Bill of Rights and it says the government can't interfere with it. And you would think that someone who is a self-proclaimed constitutional scholar would know that, but he's a liar. He's not a constitutional scholar. He taught 3 hours a week at the University of Chicago. He's a dumbass and probably functionally retarded, but we won't get into that because he sealed his records and we'll never know his scores. He's the only person who was ever the editor of the Harvard Review, the Harvard Law Review, who never actually published anything. We can't see his college scores, his grades, his records, or anything. Makes one wonder if he's a little deep-to-dee. We do know, based upon things said by Dan Bongino and others, that he's a practicing Sunni who prays 5 times a day in the White House. So, you know, hey, what the hell? We elected a Muslim twice who said he ate dog. I tweeted it. Go check my timeline. It's in his own words. You can watch him say it on YouTube. Yeah, folks, our president ate a dog. Are you proud? You elected him. It's in the timeline at Jen G.S. Patton. Check it out, babies. Anyway, let's keep rolling and strolling. And if you got something to say, give me a call. 347-857-1197. And we have a liberal hotline that today I'll let you radical Islamic dog eaters call. 347-857-1197. Give me a shout. I might talk to you too. Because Barack Hussein Obama cannot do this. He cannot. No, he can't. No matter how much he likes to get up there and rant, he might put onion or jalapeno under a fingernail and get up there and get it in his eye and pretend to cry. But he just can't. He can't. He can't. And as Obama did say, this isn't going to solve every violent crime in this country. No, it's not going to solve any violent crime in this country. Look at Chicago, Detroit, New Orleans, some of the cities that have got the most restrictive gun laws in the nation. They lead the country in murders. Yes, they do. And with them in our gun statistics, we are the third highest rated country in the world for gun-related homicides. But if we take them out of the statistics, those Democratic-run cities, and we don't count them because of the restrictive gun laws that don't allow citizens to have guns, yet all the criminals have guns. Once we take them out and don't count those cities, we fall to fourth up from the bottom as being one of the safest countries in the world. Lordy, lordy, funny how that works. When you let people carry guns, criminals don't act a fool. Why? Because people like me will bust a cap in your ass if you do. My pistol, my sidearm, my multiple sidearms on some occasions, depending on where I'm going, are like American Express, baby. Never leave home without it. Under current law, only federally licensed gun dealers must conduct background checks on buyers. Many who sell guns, Obama claimed, at flea markets, on websites, and other informal settings don't register as dealers. And gun control advocates say that loophole is exploited to skirt the background check requirement. Excuse me. Just brush my teeth and can't do a thing with them. Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, as we come to the church of the General G.S. Patton, that the president is trying, but he is a lion. If you sell a gun on a website, you have to have that firearm delivered, and it must be delivered to a dealer. So the president is a squealer, because when you ship it, it's got to be shipped via ground transportation, UPS, baby. And UPS has to take it to a dealer, and that dealer cannot deliver it to your buyer until he pays the dealer, and the dealer cannot deliver it legally to that buyer until they pass a background check, and they have to pay the dealer the fee to pass the background check, plus they're going to pay that dealer a nominal fee for the delivery. So guess what, Ringo? You lie. So there is no background check failure for purchasing off the internet. I know. I buy guns on the internet. And when they get delivered to my local dealer, I pay for it. And I have to go through a background check. And I factor that into the savings when I purchase online. And when I go to a gun show, I have to go through a background check. I fill out the form. The dealer calls it in on his cell phone since we're at the show. And I wait while the background check is run. The only time you get around that is in a private hand-to-hand transaction. And guess what? That's my personal property, and if I sell it to somebody, tough shit. Personal property is personal property. I'm not a gun dealer. I'm selling a piece of personal property. Now, if I happen to be unloading 40 firearms to somebody, that's different, and the ATF's going to lock my ass up, and you already have laws in place for that. Cold turkey breast, Nookie, done rest my ass and take me to prison town. But you got rules for that, so back off, jack off. Now, the Justice Department's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, I'll bring the chips and dip, baby, because we're going to have us a good afternoon. They're going to issue updated guidance, according to Obama, that says the government should deem anyone, quote, in the business, unquote, of selling guns to be a dealer, regardless of where he or she sells the guns. But the government will consider other factors, including how many guns a person sells and how frequently, whether those guns are sold for profit. But guess what? It's going to be a secret as to how many guns and how much you can make as to whether or not you're going to get locked up. Sounds kind of like that double secret probation thing from Animal House. Wrong, Skippy. You don't get to make a regulation and not tell people what it is. If you're going to hold me accountable and lock me up for selling a certain number of firearms, you have to tell me what that number is. If I'm not allowed to make a certain amount of money in a transaction, no matter what I'm selling, be it potatoes or whatever, you have to let me know what it is. That's the way the mop flops, dumbass. See? Our president is not the brightest one in the room. I'm smarter than he is, and that's scary. Anyway, he says, we're very comfortable. Or, excuse me, Loretta Lynch, our attorney general, who also ain't that sharp. Sharp as a bowling ball, from what I can ascertain reading her statements. She said, and I quote, we're very comfortable that the president can legally take these actions now, unquote. Well, I don't know who this we is that she's mentioning, because if it's just her and Obama, well, she works for him, so I'm guessing he told her that they're comfortable. I'm not. Neither one of them that bright. The White House also said, now I don't know how the White House said this because buildings can't talk, that it planned to ask Congress for $500 million to improve mental health care and pledged to move forward with its efforts to keep guns out of the hands of people deemed unsuitable because of mental illness. Now, what is mental illness? Mental illness can be any damn thing that the government wants it to be. Now, can't it? Take an antidepressant. Oh, you're mentally ill. Take an anti-anxiety pill. Oh, you're mentally ill. What if you don't believe in global warming? Well, the government says that you're mentally ill. Don't believe me? Google it. Politician after politician says that you are crazy if you don't believe in mentally ill or don't believe in global warming. You're the same as the flat earthers. Yes, sirree. The Obama administration also plans to complete a rule that has long been in the works to close a separate loophole that exempts guns purchased by trusts and corporations from background checks. Oh, you don't think that's bad? Think again, Skippy. Banks, security firms, airports, municipalities, government agencies, armored car companies, anybody that purchases firearms that normally would be under a corporation or trust that hasn't had to undergo background checks because they're a company, like private security firms, banks, you know, those Wells Fargo and Loomis armored car companies that buy guns and let people carry them in the course of their duty. Somebody at that company, like a board member, CEO, CFO, is going to have to undergo the gun background check, and they're going to be responsible for all those guns that were disseminated to all the people at the company and the actions of those who carry them. Fat chance that some Richie Rich, who never touched a gun, never owned a gun, has never seen a gun, is going to be responsible for Joe Name Tag wearing a uniform in another part of the country who's back in a piece. Probably not going to happen. Who do you think is going to take over security for all those places? Oh, that's right, the government. Obama just privatized security for everything with his new executive order. Didn't think about that, did ya? I did. And you better think about it too, because that's a national takeover of every security purpose in the land. That one digest for a while. Does that give you a knot in the pit of your stomach? It damn well should. I want you to stand up to tyrants. I've stood up to tyrants. I stood up at the largest pro-gun rally in the United States of America. A year ago this last December, I violated laws. I exchanged firearms on the Capitol in the face of the legislature surrounded by state troopers, and not a damn thing happened. They wrote it up in the New American at the NRA. Took pictures. I spoke at the rally. I defied the law. Not a damn thing happened. They did nothing to me. Why? Because there were thousands of people there doing the same thing, and they can't arrest us all. We are legion, and they cannot stop us. When you are legion, and when you are right, they cannot stop you. So do not hesitate. Stand. Stand and deliver these filthy, rotten, rat bastards. Deserve every piece of flack that they get. It is our time. It is our nature. It is who we are. Do not allow them to run over you. Do not allow them to run over us. Remember, the Constitution is the rule of law in the United States of America. Anything less is communist, Marxist doctrine, is illegal, unlawful, and is bullshit. And you are obligated to stand up and fight it. Anything more restrictive is fascist, tyrannical bullshit, and you are obligated to stand up and fight it. And I will stand with you. And there are tens of millions of other Americans like me who will stand with you. Right now, many of them are nameless, faceless in the crowd. Others speak out and stand to be counted. I won't name them here, but you can see them and hear them on the internet. In public, everywhere. Stand up. Do not be cowed by these cowards. We are right and we are just, and God is on our side. Even that liberal piece of human feces, Samuel L. Jackson, said it right once. Listen closely, my friends.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Now, our brothers and sisters, there will come a time when these tyrants push too far, because the leftists who went from wanting to break the laws and be an annoyance have gone to becoming fascists and wanting to corral us and rein us in. And they are now crossing over and gone full circle from constitutional to being leftist to being communist to being full circle fascists with this regulation of our guns through unconstitutional means and this ruling by Obama that he wants to exempt purchases by trusts and corporations from background checks that will make it impossible for companies to provide for their own security. Think it through, my friends. They must rely upon the government for their own security. This stroke of the pen nationalizes the security for every company and every business in this country. It makes them dependent upon the government. Hi diddly ho, hi diddly dee. Obama just took away security from you and from me. And to that, I say not only no, but hell no. You can kiss my ass. I stand for me. I stand for my father who fought in World War II so that I could be free. I was born free. I will die free. And I will ensure that my son and his soon-to-be-born child will be free. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my American ass. Those of you that believe in liberty, stand with me. Those of you who believe in tyranny, stand in front of me. Because the road to liberty and salvation will be paved with your tyrannical souls. Do not, I repeat, do not get in the way of the righteous people in this country, for we will stand and crush your evil and wickedness. I want to thank you for listening. This is the General Gonzo S. Patton. Bulan Labe. God bless you. God bless America. May you all live free. May you never bend your knee to a tyrannical regime. Come with me and live free or die free. I will never, ever live in tyranny.
All right then, here we go, all right. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar!
Talking about your hard hat, gunner, and gaming bag, over tax, black, waving, funnel, loving.
case.